Welcome to the Domestic Fuel Cast, a podcast devoted to news and information about alternative fuels and energy, produced and hosted by Zimcom New Media.
ACE gets its time before lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and at least some of them are listening. I'm John Davis reporting. The American Coalition for Ethanol, or ACE, recently hosted its Biofuels Beltway March in Washington, D.C., that gave producers from across the country a chance to talk to lawmakers. And a lot of those legislators were listening to the message, including Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois and Senators Mike Johanns of Nebraska and John Thune of South Dakota. Davis says ethanol has some work to do, admitting he and supporters of the green fuel lost the debate on food versus fuel, but not because there weren't facts on their side, but because they did not do a good enough job educating people on those facts.
And that's where we need to make sure that we educate those who may not know why they're against ethanol production, may not know why they're against renewable fuels. And we need to educate them on the economics and how ethanol production is making cheaper feed and better feed for our livestock industry in this country, and how we can work together to make sure that we put more homegrown fuels into our fuel system and homegrown products into our fuel system and still have the ability to provide cheap food to feed our livestock and our proteins.
And he believes the recently passed and signed into law farm bill will be part of that education effort.
And part of my job as somebody who comes from the Midwest was to educate a lot of members of my own party even on the impact of the EPA's decision for the renewable fuel standard, how that may impact the commodity title when we're looking out in the next 5 years. And I think that helped us lead us to a two-tier commodity title that are giving our farmers in Central Illinois a choice between using ARC or PLC. I don't necessarily believe that that would have been the case if there weren't people in the Midwest and supportive of our efforts that would have happened.
Meanwhile, Johanns is encouraged by the progress ethanol has made, but he says they need to find new opportunities.
Ethanol needs to grow. It can't just plateau. We knew this plateau was out there, but we need to find new opportunities for ethanol, whether that's in the export market, whether that's a blend, E85 blend, whether that's more cars and vehicles that will burn richer amounts of ethanol. We need a new market, and we need to create that market. The other thing I would say is that as you look at the future, for the foreseeable future, we simply need the renewable fuels mandate, the RFS. It's important, and it makes sense. So I think there's a lot of things for ethanol, a lot of work to be done. Encourage what has happened, but we need to keep pushing for the future.
His Senate colleague, John Thune, agrees and says the first thing they need to do is reverse the government's decision to reduce the amount of ethanol and biodiesel to be blended into the nation's fuel supply.
Trying to reverse the EPA's decision on this is the thing that we've been focused on since it came out. We had a meeting in December with 16 or 18 other United States senators that Senator Klobuchar and I hosted, where we made the case that this was a wrong-headed approach if they really want to see this industry continue to prosper and grow. And subsequently to that, sent a letter with 32 signatures on it to them, asking them to go back to, you know, the 14.4 gallons, which were called for in the RFS this year, we may not be able to achieve, but going down to 13.1 gallons is horrible for the industry. And so we hope that they'll make some accommodation that reflects the importance of, getting beyond the blend wall. I think right now that's what we're up against, is breaking through that blend wall and creating a bigger market for ethanol in this country, and then getting to that next generation of biofuels. And we get past the corn-based platform and start getting to where we're making ethanol from switchgrass and corn stover and other types of things, I think that will dramatically change the political debate here in Washington with regard to renewable fuels.
In addition, Thune sees an opportunity to at least renew some of the expired renewable energy production credits, such as the ones for wind and biodiesel.
I hope we can get that done. It looks like we're going to mark up a bill in the Senate Finance Committee in the next couple of weeks that would I think for all the expired credits and tax policy, the end of last year. I don't know that we'll fix anything for this year, but I think we'll probably do PTC and hopefully biofuels and a bunch of other things that have expired, because it's very hard for people to plan and to invest when they don't know what the rules are going to be.
Finally, Thune says producers, at least in his neck of the woods, need to get better support from the railroads getting the ethanol and other ag-based products shipped out.
There's a lot of volume coming out of our part of the world now with the oil coming out of the Bakken, and we've had some pretty good agricultural years, so a lot of tonnage being shipped out of the Dakotas. And but, you know, the railroads are going to have to do a better job. And they tell us they're making significant capital investment in new cars to address some of the car supply shortages that we've had here in recent months. And we'll keep the pressure on them. I mean, the key in railroads is to have competition. It's important that you have competition. It's important that the railroads recognize that, you know, agricultural commodities have to be shipped too.
Johans concludes good policies coming out of Washington are needed to support ethanol producers and the farmers who support the industry.
We've just got to get the policies right. And it's not just a good farm bill. It is also good regulation. It's good tax policy. It's good energy policy. It's all of those things and more. That will tell us what the future of agriculture will be about. And if we get people that support those things, the future looks great.
I'm John Davis reporting.
You've been listening to the Domestic Fuel Cast, the official podcast of DomesticFuel.com. Check out the website daily for the latest good news about the alternative energy industry.